Wheelman, are you okay?
We seem to be stuck in a chimney.
Yeah, just like Santa Claus.
Well, I don't recall Santa getting stuck in the chimney.
I've got an idea. Give me some chapstick.
I don't use chapstick. I prefer Burt's Bees. It's natural.
Okay, same thing. Give it to me. I'm gonna try to loosen us up. Ah, god damn it. Oof. Wait, I recognize this living room, Steve.
Oh yeah?
This is my mom's house.
Goddamn mom.
Come on, maybe she'll make us something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to ask her about my grandfather.
All right.
He was a musician in Massachusetts back in the 1950s.
You don't say.
I never got to meet him because he died pretty tragically when my mother was very young. Let's talk to her about it.
Okay.
Plus, it's her birthday, so Ooh. She'll be glad to see me.
Happy birthday.
Let's see what my mom has to say.
Sounds good.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you.
So, Mom, your father, my grandfather, who sadly I never got to meet, he played drums in the Methuen, Lawrence, Massachusetts area back in the 1950s. Can you tell us anything about some of the clubs from back then?
The only one that I really remember is called the Heidelberg.
Okay.
And that was in Methuen.
Yep.
It was a bar, but it was more like a little lounge-type atmosphere. They had a stage, you know, metal tables with formica tops and chrome around the edges.
What kind of music did your father like to play?
My father liked a lot of the Cuban music.
Oh, wow, okay.
If you think about I Love Lucy show and
yeah.
Desi Arnaz.
Yep.
And when you would see him on the TV show, he had a band also. And that reminded me of my father. My father also sang as well as played the drums. And he also played the piano too. And, I mean, he had a steady gig there all the time. He was there every weekend.
Huh, okay. So that's like what we would consider a residency nowadays.
He did it all the time. He had a full-time job.
Right.
But this was one of his other passions.
So, Mom, tell me about the night that your father mysteriously went off the road and died. He was only 32 years old, coming home from a club. Did he have any instruments in the car when it went off the road? Can you explain what happened?
He didn't have any instruments, but he did have a cash bag from the night's earnings. And he had that with him. He left with it. And when they found him, the cash bag was missing. So they don't know whatever happened to that money.
Hmm.
It's hard to say, but it does beg the question.
Yeah.
Because he drove that road all the time.
Right.
And it just seemed very unusual that he would just kind of veer off the road. If you went down that road and you saw where it is,
yeah,
you would
yeah.
have to wonder how he ended up where he did.
Hmm.
His car was flipped over, he was in the back seat, and the money was gone. There was something missing.
So has anyone ever suspected any foul play in the accident?
Somebody obviously knew that he left the club with some money, you know, that in his cash bag. They don't know whether he was run off the road, fell asleep at the wheel. Nobody ever really knew what happened.
No, that really is a mystery. You know, I guess we've kept music in the family, though. Well, listen, Mom. Happy birthday, and I love you.
I love you, too.
No.
Well, look, Steve, my mom said that we could stay the night. Look, after she goes to bed, let's eat the rest of the leftovers and smoke a joint on the couch and watch It's a Wonderful Life or something.
You had me at leftovers.
But be quiet. It's her birthday today, and I don't want to piss her off.
Okay.
Shh.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ, you knocked over the advent calendar.
I had no idea what that was.
Don't step on the cat!
I'm sorry.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Never Read the Comments. I'm your host, Goddamn Glenn. And sleeping snugly beside me, now about to turn Mom's living room into one big Dutch oven, is my co-host, Steve the Wheelman Wheeler. Thanks to the crew at 91.5 FM WMFO. We'll take you back to the rest of On the Town with Mikey D. Thank you, Phil Fleming. Happy birthday, Mom. And happy holidays to everyone out there. The Tufts community, Medford, Somerville, and the world. We'll see you in the new year, 2019.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Painkillers with The Dirty Dozen. From the album The Dirty Dozen, that was Just a Man. Oh, yeah. I'm so distracted. Anyway, Justine and the Unclean with Monosyllabic Man. Hallelujah, The Hills from their brand new record, Against Electricity, an instrumental record, gave you Ray Runner. Smell from an upcoming Ministry tribute album called Effigies. It is a tribute album to very early Ministry, namely the With Sympathy album. Yes. Anyway, that was She's Got a Cause. All right. So, without further ado, let's get to the concert report. 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, hello, I'm Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. The soundtrack while I assembled my concert report was The Rationale's album Upstream. They released that earlier this year, and it is indeed goddamn delightful. First up, here are four shows to consider for tomorrow, Thursday, December 6th. There's an all-ages show at the Lily Pad tomorrow night in Inman Square, Cambridge, with Baby Driver, who describe their music as down home and world. They're joined by Old Wave and also a Toronto band that's in town called Twist. You should be there at 7 p.m. Singer-songwriter Laura Vecchione is the featured musician at Singer-Songwriter Thursdays tomorrow night at Common Ground in Arlington. That's 9 to 11 p.m. For reggae, hip-hop, and soul, the Crush Factory's weekly residency on Thursdays is at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, tomorrow night at 10 p.m. And then here's another one in Arlington tomorrow night. You can see Force of Rock and Roll Christian McNeil. He's at Monotomy Grill at 9:15 p.m. tomorrow night. And there are approximately 392 contenders for your Friday, December 7th plans, but here are nine of those to consider. Seriously, there are so many shows on Friday. The Boston Music Awards are coming up soon. They're having a pre-party on Friday night at Hajoco near Fenway in Boston starting at 8 p.m. The pre-party features live music from BMA nominees Ed Balloon and VQNC, plus a DJ set from LeDuc. Another one for Friday, Chris Trapper is at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville. He's there both Friday and Saturday nights, and each of those shows start at 7 p.m. Another one for Friday, Q Division hosts their annual holiday party on Friday night in Somerville at 7 p.m., and it likely goes on until late a.m. o'clock. Tim Gearin Band has First Fridays at Atwoods in Cambridge. It's Tim's Home Away From Home on Friday at Atwoods at 10 p.m. For some heart-on-sleeve punk rock and roll, go see the Daisies on Friday at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville, with the Modifier S and Brother JT at 9 p.m. And then Ally McGurk's First Fridays return to Bull McCabe's this week on Friday in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. Now, the Summer Villains are at the Plow and Stars on Friday in Central Square, and if the rumors are true, you might hear some of their Christmas classics, including one of my favorites that they recorded with 3 Day Threshold, and that is, of course, the song I Want a Zoo for Christmas. So be at the Plow on Friday at 10 p.m. For folk rock, Americana, bluegrass, go to Aeronaut Brewing in Somerville on Friday for Crooked Horse at 8 p.m. And then one more for Friday. For well-traveled Irish music from the heart, you can see Matt and Shannon Heaton, A Fine Winter's Night, at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge, on Friday at 8 p.m. And now we're moving on to Saturday, December 8th. The Once Winter Warmer and Holiday Market is happening on Saturday at Once Somerville, starts at 11 a.m. and runs until 6 p.m. There will be vintage clothing and jewelry sellers, holiday perfect gift vendors, food, of course, a full bar, live music, and a fairy tea party for the little ones. You can see a live performance by Motown Masterpiece Orchestra from 12:15 to 1:30. And then also in the afternoon for Rockabilly and Country, on Saturday, Roy Sludge is at Atwoods for an early 4 p.m. show. So you can go over to Atwoods in Cambridge to see Roy Sludge. If bummer pop is your thing, then you'll want to be at Once Somerville later that night to see Future Teens. Doors open early at 6 p.m. They're joined by A Will Away, Save Face, and Sam Naz. And then over in Salem on Saturday night, it's the fourth annual Rock for HAWC fundraiser. This is a fundraising effort involving local female musicians in which portions of proceeds are donated to HAWC. It's an organization called Healing Abuse Working for Change. Saturday night's show at Opus features an early show at 7 p.m. with acoustic performances by Jess Collins of Set Fire, Abby Barrett, Chris O'Keefe, and Margot Smith from Bad Larry's. And then they turn it up a notch with the Devil's Twins, Radio Compass, Gray Bouchard of Salem Wolves, and Tiger Man Woe. Also that night at Sally O'Brien's on Saturday in Union Square, Somerville, you can see some rock and roll with the Dents, Diablogado, and Tom Baker and the Snakes. That is at 9 p.m. For punk blues and what one of the bands calls kitten rock, and then another band refers to themselves as rock and roll, Hambone Skinny, A Bunch of Jerks, and the Gia Teenagers are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge on Saturday at 10 p.m. For a mix of synth pop and singer-songwriter, Time, who are here from Florida, are playing with Request Freebird, Straight Angular, and Citrus Sphere at Dorchester Art Project at 8 p.m. For punk and ska, it's the second annual Tunes for Tots with Stray Bullets, Loser's Circle, and more at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 4 p.m. on Saturday. PA's Lounge in Union Square, Somerville, has apparently changed its name to Union Tavern. You can see classic rock band The Haymakers there on Saturday night at 8 p.m., and you could see the changes they've made to their space. One more for Saturday. Traditional blues, R&B, rock and roll of the late 50s and early 60s. Pat Faherty and Matthew Stubbs have a new band. You can see GA20 at Strange Brew Tavern in Manchester, New Hampshire on Saturday night at 9 p.m. And then I've got five for you on Sunday, December 9th. For garage rock, there's a matinee at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 4 p.m. with Trusty Sidekick, The Stigmatics, and Crunch Time, and a band whose name I probably can't say on the air, so you will need to look up the event. So that's at the Midway Cafe on Sunday. For a mix of whiskey folk, impressionistic roots, ghost alt country, indie, and folk rock, it's another afternoon matinee with Sweet Wednesday at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge at 4 p.m. And the next Americana Sundays features Amy Kucharik and Tiger Moan for a night of vintage blues and jazzy folk. Doors are at 7 p.m. and the music starts at 7:30 on Sunday over at Thunder Road. Indie, folk, and rock, that's Old Fox at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 4 p.m. on Sunday. And then later that night, for experimental dub featuring members of John Brown's Body, Morphine, and a host of other Boston madmen, as they call themselves, it's Dub Apocalypse at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville, on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Next up, for Monday, December 10th, I've got two shows for you. For a reggae improv soul jam, go to the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge on Monday night for Iron Mondays with JSN Groove at 9:30 p.m. And then for indie folk pop, it's Stray Fossa, New Dakotas, Broadband, and Tiffy at O'Brien's Pub at 8 p.m. on Monday in Alston. Four shows for you on Tuesday, December 11th. For rock, Trick Wallace Trio, Vangelista, Tisk Tisk Tisk, it's Tisk Tisk Task at Midway Cafe, that's in Jamaica Plain at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And then Roots Rockers Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles are at City Winery Boston on Tuesday at 8 p.m. For reggae, Ghetto People Band's Tuesday Residency is on Tuesday, of course, at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. They do two sets starting at 10 p.m. and it goes until approximately 12:55 a.m. One more for Tuesday, singer-songwriter Nick Zano is at the Bebop Singer-Songwriter Series at the Bebop in Boston at 7 p.m. He'll be playing some new stuff, some old stuff, and a Christmas song or two. And now one more day for you. Next week, Wednesday, December 12th, I have two shows for you. Funk is at Bull McCabe's on Wednesday next week in Union Square, Somerville with the ABs, and that starts at 10 p.m. Another residency for Wednesday. Every Wednesday at the Lizard Lounge, the Dennis Brennan Band play two sets at 9:30 and 11 p.m. The middle set next week features singer-songwriter Kevin So with drummer and percussionist Fabio Pirizzolo. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. I'll see you out there.
All right, thank you, Suze. All right, let's get back into the music. And by the way, I am taking requests. Did I mention that? 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Would love to hear from you with any of your Boston and New England requests. But in the meantime, here's Stop Calling Me Frank, 91.5 WMFO.
better be alive. Tomorrow's watching on my phone. As your trigger shakes, you better be alive. I don't think you're certain. You know what you're hurting. Who or why with his arms aloft, clawing toward a sympathetic sky. You better be alive. You better be alive. You better be alive. I stayed awake all night till his car pulls in. You better be alive. I promise to go on faking a peaceful, plundered life so long as he's alive. Tell his son, and then tell his son he should be alive.